listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO. It is Thursday, June 4th, 7:45 Central Time. Joining us by phone this morning, Dr. Bob Weiss from Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Hey, good morning to you and your listeners, Andy.
Welcome to Thursday morning.
Yeah, it's a good morning. You said you had some thunderstorms coming in. When I got up early, as usual this morning, and walked our Red Siberian Husky, and I looked over to sort of the southwest, and I'm going, somebody's catching it, so it must
have been you. Yeah, there just some scattered showers and thunderstorms this morning. Nothing too bad. It's actually clearing up out there right now. So,
well, that's good. I got a few things. I want your listeners to kind of fasten their seatbelt. They're probably used to what Bob Weiss is going to say, but in terms of bioethics, these are articles that come out of the Wall Street Journal over actually several months. I've been studying this whole shift from same-sex marriage reunion that the Supreme Court's going to come down with sometime this month. To the whole new shift in quote-unquote sexual orientation that's called transgenderism, where somebody is not happy, and we all prefer perhaps about, Caitlyn.
Bruce Jenner?
Bruce Jenner, now Caitlyn Jenner, and mm-hmm. He had sex reassignment surgery, although not totally complete. And I think personally, and I don't want to run a red flag up that people are going to get scared over, but I really think this is going to be the new political force to reckon with in the left-hand kingdom for Christians. And then, of course, in the right-hand kingdom, some issues that are going to come up in schools where families have boys or girls that believe they're the opposite sex of what they have been a birth with, according to our first article, where God has made me and all creatures. And how are they going to deal with that? And recently, one of the Supreme Court justices came up and said, well, this is going to be a bit confusing because what will you do if you are a Christian school, whether high school or grade school or elementary, and you have teacherages or parsonages, and let's say the teachers aren't living there, but then the pastor's not living in the parsonage, and you want to rent them out, and either a gay couple or a transgender couple wants to rent them. What are you going to do? Now, these are things that some people are going to think, oh, come on, it can't be happening. But it is happening in terms of what I'm reading in the Wall Street Journal, which is a very good paper in terms of presenting, I think, a very honest and fair, balanced view of this. For example, there is a shift in changing sexual orientation issues, and that's a very bad phrase, but I'll use it. Instead of saying he or she, that is people who believe that they are created as male or female, they've moved from, personally, transgender, of course, means a change across from male to female and so forth, or vice versa. Now they're using the term cisgender to identify people, and cisgender goes back to the meaning in a Latin called on this side of, which means if you're cisgender, that means you believe you're male and not female, or if you're female, you believe you're female and not male. It means you are what you are. So once again, the language is being shifted to remove what God has created as male or female into cisgender to go along with the language of transgender. I'm not trying to be confusing here, but that's exactly what's going on here. And they also are trying to remove the word he or she and replace it with they. Now, some of your listeners may be thinking, what does this have to do with me being a Christian and holding to the words and promises of Jesus Christ? Well, it has everything to do with what God has made us in terms of male and female. Secondly, it has everything to do with our Christian witness and how we share what's going on in the world around us with the people that we love and the people within our family and outside of our family, what God has done for us through His Son, Jesus Christ. So all of this is ongoing in terms of gender designation. And they are starting to work on, in California and a couple other states, transgender high schools so that this is all going back to your what God has made you, either male or female, is no big deal. We're all the same, which is not true. Even if a person like Bruce Jenner has this sex reassignment surgery, partial as it is, he is still male according to his genetics, mm-hmm. and not female. And that cannot be denied. And so all of this kind of stuff that is in front of us, we can go back to Deuteronomy 22:5, where the Lord talks about cross-dressing and related issues as an abomination to him. And so he does address this in a very general sense, of course, which tells me the scripture is still right up with what's going on in the world today. Rather than letting the culture define who we are and whose we are, we still have to go back to the Word of God. So these are issues that people need to be tuned into, because it's going to be something that is going to overshadow, I think, in many ways, the so-called gay marriage issue that's coming. That this transgender business, where a male believes that they're trapped in a female body and the female's trapped in a male body, I really think this is going to open more doors for schools to struggle with in terms of what we believe, teach, and confess, and calls us to make sure that our Constitution and bylaws are square on with the Word of God and the confessions.
This is, as you said, this is an issue, a present issue, and will continue to be an issue as it remains unclear in the minds of many. I think you brought up a good point, and I think this is really important to consider, is that there's still the issue of genetics. There's still the issue of chromosomes when it comes to this issue of gender and one deciding what their gender is. I think that the genetics speak to that first article that we were just talking about.
Exactly, Andy. And I think our listeners have to, really what this calls me, and I think all of the rest of the listeners to do is, yes, we need to be informed on what's happening out in the left-hand kingdom in the civil realm in terms of how it impacts our Christian life and what it means to live the life of Christ in this world in terms of, you know, loving your neighbors, yourself, our vocation, because you will run into many people as time goes on who are, quote-unquote, either transgender or homosexual, whether they practice, they don't practice, you know, gay, lesbian, so forth. And how this whole transgenderism is being, I think, really going to be a bigger issue than gay marriage, because it really lends itself to more flexibility for the person to be whatever they want to be. And this, of course, goes back again when people say, well, if the Supreme Court votes for same-sex marriage, which I'm not, whether they do or they don't, it's still going to be up to the states how they interpret that. I think then you have transgenders who will want to be married, and this, of course, goes on and on. So we're right back, you're right, to the basics of God's Word. And I think this is what it's calling all of us to do, is to get back into the basics. To hear this from me and from other guests that you have on His Time, that we cannot just kind of sit back and say, well, we'll let the pastor, the DCE, you know, or lay minister or the Board of Elders deal with this. But it will impact you, because you will be called on sometime to give an account and witness of what you believe, teach, and confess. And to keep it basic, this is what we say, what God says. This goes back to the first article. And I think it also tells us what the Eighth Commandment is all about, not to bear false witness in terms of what it is. But the genetics, which is part of our body and soul, it's not separate, is very clear in terms of what God has made us to be, that He has given me, you know, my eyes, ears, and all my members, my body and soul, and so forth. And I'm not saying that these are easy things for families to all of a sudden fix.
Right.
Not a fixer. He's a savior. But we need to understand this and be good listeners of those who struggle with their identity, to shift them over to baptismal identity. That takes a lot of time, a lot of listening, but it doesn't call for us to compromise the Word of God.
Exactly. That doesn't mean that someone who struggles with an identity issue, that their issue or their struggle isn't real or should be disregarded. You know, but it certainly should be dealt with in a Christ-like manner. Point them to their identity that's given in baptism, to their identity given through Christ.
Yes, and I think this is kind of where we go. We all have struggles. This is where we need to go back to Romans 7 and 8, the struggle of the spirit and the flesh. And for those people who are willing to be good listeners of those who are struggling with their quote-unquote sexual identity, and they say, well, I don't know what to tell them. Well, first you listen to them and find out what's really bugging them about their sexual identity and get them back into the Word, that God deals with this through His love and His concern and ultimately repentance and faith. Because I think the biggest issue are those who say, well, yeah, I'm transgender, but I don't practice it. And what does that mean? So it's an issue of trying to figure out, jumping into their swimming pool, finding out what's going on, swimming with them, and getting them pulled over with the life jacket of Christ and getting them out of there. And it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort, but this is what we're called to do. Is in Acts 1:8, you will be my witnesses.
Well, you always bring these important topics for us to consider, and I appreciate that, Dr. Weiss, that you always point us back to the cross, and that's where we need to look. That's where we find our identity. With just about a minute left, what are we looking for? What should we be looking for this week and in the future?
Well, I'll tell you what, I got two things. Actually, I'm right in front of me. One would be grappling with faith and the death penalty. Because there's been issues coming up with that. And the other one, now this, some people might say, well, I have nothing to do with this one, but what about preaching or teaching to the converted? In the 19th century, believers often found their faith bolstered by quote-unquote science and boosted its advance in turn. But what about dealing with the converted in terms of science and faith? So I want to share some comments on some things I've been reading about the whole role of science and Christian faith next Thursday, and plus grappling with faith and death penalty. So those are two issues that we're going to probably come back with. I have another one about there's a new app out about parents can monitor their growing embryos now over their iPhone or their Android or whatever they have, which is
interesting.
But it's all video, you know, so you can watch your child grow. And if you don't like it, you can, we'll talk about that next Thursday.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Weiss. Always great to talk with you. God's blessings on your day.
You and your listeners. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll study the daily New Testament reading. Today, we're going to study with Pastor Jedediah Mashke from First Lutheran Church in Concord, California. Hope you can join us for that in just a few minutes, right after AP Radio News and the weather on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.